This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Live, presented by Kaleida Health.
All right, here we are, hour number two on a Thursday. I'm sitting here with Frickin' Frack. Hall of Famer Thurman Thomas joining us as he is kibitzing already with his good friend and former teammate Steve Tasker.
Yeah. I turn into an old man when Thurman comes in. I do. I turn into a crotchety old man.
Back in my day. Yeah. That does happen from time to time. Thurman, how you doing? You're fresh off the plane here, coming in from Charlotte.
Yeah, coming in from Charlotte, visiting my grandson, you know.
How's he doing?
Doing great, man.
He's running around now, right?
He's walking around.
Yeah, walking,
not
okay.
Running yet, but he's doing great. We're excited.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
How you feel about this one? Bills, Ravens. There might be a lot of rain on Sunday from the storm.
I'm having a hard time feeling good about it.
Yeah, we were struggling a little bit. You want to cheer us up?
I mean, I'm kind of having a hard time, you know, about this game too. I mean, they're talking about rain.
Mm-hmm. I mean, 70% chance of rain.
We have not shown any glimpse really of a somewhat running game.
Yeah, yep. Thank you. We'll get into that. Don't worry.
Yeah, and so, yeah, I'm a little worried. And then on the other side, I mean, obviously you guys have probably already talked about it with Lamar Jackson being in his mode to get a new contract. You know, I'm sure they're probably thinking, you know what, where Miami is now, that's where we should be because we blew that lead to Miami a couple of weeks ago. They should be the 1-3-0 everybody talking about right now. And so, and now – the team that everybody had picked got a loss now, and they dropped from the top rankings, and they're like number two in some polls.
They're like yesterday's newspaper.
Right, exactly. So, I'm Baltimore. I'm feeling pretty good with Lamar Jackson running the show. They're motivated, but you know what? Even with that, I still think that this team is motivated too. I just believe that. Hey, look, I thought we should have won the game by at least 14 points.
That's what I was calling for.
Monday, we were calling it the game of lost points.
Absolutely.
Field goal attempts. They never even got on.
They turned it over in their own end. Gave them a touchdown.
Right.
They missed a field goal.
Milano missed the interception.
Milano didn't get the pick six. Josh one hopped it.
Gabe Davis drops one in the end zone or gets knocked out of his hands. And then you had two field goal attempts at the end of both halves that you didn't get to attempt.
Yeah. I'm still feeling pretty good if I'm in that locker room right now. I know we're going against Lamar Jackson and Baltimore Ravens on the road. It might be. But I still know that I'm one of the top teams in the National Football League, if still not the top team. Mm-hmm. And the way to prove that is to go out and win Sunday. Man, you'll make everybody forget about Miami because Miami got problems now because this game tonight that they're going to be playing in Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Let's just pump the brakes a little bit right here with Miami because this team out on this football field that's practicing today, the Buffalo Bills, still a really good football team, and I expect them to no matter what the weather may be, I still expect them to come out and play well.
Yeah, and playing well may not be enough against this crew. Baltimore is, and we're talking about both these teams come in 2-1. They both lost to the same team.
Right.
And the team they lost to got no more respect in either city after the win than they have at the beginning.
Right, exactly.
Like, you know, Baltimore blew two coverages, gave them 14 points. The Bills just, I mean, there was like time and time again, melted because of the heat and humidity. Plus, they were completely ravaged by a rash of minor injuries that kept guys out of line. I mean, it's like one thing after another. Now, this team also has struggled to play well in bad weather because they're not a run-first team. They're a pass-first
right.
team.
Yeah.
How do you flip that switch? And, you know, because I know this too. You talk to all the offensive linemen. They say, if you want to run it well, just keep running it.
Yeah.
We'll get better quick. Because they need live reps against, you know.
Well, I tell you what, if they didn't start that practice on, what, Wednesday, getting the pads and getting some sound coming out right there, then you know, that's what they I think that's what they should have done.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because they're going to need it.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to need it with this football team. And it all starts with the offensive linemen. Hey, look, they've been great all year. You know, obviously struggle, mate. This past game with Spencer Brown and other injuries, but this is a really good offensive line, really good offensive line. And hey, it's time for those guys. You know what? Let me tighten this chin strap just a little bit tighter right here on both sides and smack them in the mouth. That's all you have.
Right.
That's all you have because you're putting too much pressure, I think, in my opinion, on Josh Allen to do everything.
Yeah,
that's just look. If they continue to have Josh do everything for the next 5 or 6 years, his arm's going to fall off like Peyton Manning.
Mm.
Really, seriously. They need a running game. And, hey, look, I want them to run the ball.
Right.
I want to see more of James Cook out in the slot or out playing wide receiver, catching the ball. Where was that?
He made some nice decisions at the end of that game.
Yeah.
He had 4 catches for 37 yards, anticipated where the defender was closing
right.
on him and made a move as soon as he caught the ball. There's some natural instincts
there is.
That are very appealing.
Yeah, and just on one of the plays that Zach Moss had the long run on, I thought it was 28. I thought he was taking it all away.
What
really?
Did I tell you on Monday, Steve?
I,
if it was 28,
if it's 28, it's 6.
That's what I told him.
It's 28
I
and 6.
Cook's
I love Zach
field.
Moss. I love him picking up the blitz or whatever, but
it's a touchdown.
That's a touchdown. That's a touchdown. Hey, look, I want these running backs to do well. I think we got 3 good running backs.
All right, so let's talk about that a little bit because Steve and I have kind of knocked this around through the course of the week. I feel that Coach McDermott wants the running game to get to a level where if it's something they need to turn to, they can rely upon it no matter who they're playing in a given week. So if the passing game isn't exactly in sync or you have a hurricane and you need to run the ball, you are not inept at it. Now, Aaron Cromer's new. He's putting in the new schemes. With Ken Dorsey, it obviously is not where they want it to be right now.
Right.
What do you think is a realistic period of time when a new line coach comes in to get that thing humming up front the way it should be so the running game is as productive as it needs to be?
Well, you know, I think this goes all the way back to training camp. Do you do it enough? And I don't think they do it enough.
Mm.
Starting back in training camp.
Right.
You know you have a new offensive line coach.
Rep it.
Huh?
Rep it.
Rep him.
Yeah.
You got to do it. You just have to do it. I mean, you have to take some time out in your schedule to be like, this is what we got to do, guys. This is what we have to do. And, sure, it may take – I mean, I don't want it to take week 6 for us to realize that.
Yeah,
but week
I don't
7,
either.
It needs to start right now. And obviously, it needs to start with the offensive line. You know what? Hey, go up to Coach McDermott and say, man, we need to run the ball. Ken Dorsey. I mean, just kind of make it a point to the coaches. I mean, I've made it a point to Tom Bresnahan. Well, I don't like this play. I like the counter. Come on. This is what we can do.
Yeah.
What do we do best?
Let me float this out and see what you guys think about this. We saw the running game kind of come into its own last year.
Final six weeks of the season.
There is a little bit of this, I think, in my thought that – Yeah, they can't. You don't get enough good reps in the run game because you can't hit during practice these days, and because of the rules.
One day
don't
in pads a week,
right? And you're spending it healing up, really.
Yeah.
My thought would be is they say, listen, we're gonna Josh is gonna carry it. He's gonna carry us through this first part. As the season rolls on, though, and when we get into games, maybe if we are up, we can start to rep the run game as much as we want in the game. So that later we can start to get used to running the football in times where we can run it whenever we want because the score is out of whack. And then later in the season, after we've done that, that's you use the season to get your run game greased because you can, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Use the season to develop your run game, which is why it took so long last year, like 12 or 13 weeks into the season before they ever really started running it well.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about that philosophy of maybe you're saying, listen, we can't practice it during the regular season. We can't practice in the preseason because we can't hit. Let's just try and keep afloat with our running game. And then too, you're kind of a victim to the matchups.
Yeah.
You know, like this game, you may not have any choice. You're going to have to run it, and you're going to get some reps on it, right?
Yeah, you're going to have to run it. And obviously, Josh is going to have to run it too, I think, too.
Yeah.
He's going to be a big part of that. But, it's hard to figure out. You know, like you said, from training camp, how things have gone. I mean, is there really a nice running team in the National Football League? I think there's a couple of teams out there that run it very, very well. I mean, I think Detroit's up there now, somewhere up at the top, right?
The Bears actually run it well. They can't throw it worth a lick, but they run it well.
But I think, you know, if you look at the Bears, if you look at the Bears,
the Panthers run it well.
But if you look at the Bears, the Browns and the Lions, I think their offensive line is totally different from our offensive line.
Okay.
Because look at the quarterbacks.
Okay.
Look at the quarterbacks.
Well, yeah, you got Brissett right now in Cleveland.
Right, and you got
Goff in Detroit.
So where's your bread and butter going to be? That's how your offensive line is built. Here is Josh Allen, so we need guys that can pass block.
All right. What do you think about – I know you said you like all three guys that they have in the backfield. Do you want to see more of Cook going forward, or do you just want to kind of keep seeing the committee shuffle going on? I mean, Devin had a nice game last week, very active in the passing game as a safety valve, did a nice job. But the game-breaking ability of Cook is kind of hard to ignore.
Well, you know what it all goes back to, Brownie, is, you know what, as a running back, you want to get in a rhythm. And it's hard to get in a rhythm when you got three guys that kind of do different things.
Right,
Zach is there for pretty much he showed good speed on the long run, but he's in there to pick up blitzes. I mean, Singletary had his best career reception-wise and yardage-wise last week. And this good. So all of them do different things, and it's hard to get into a rhythm. It's hard to try to get into a flow because if you bring Cooks in, you can do some more outside stuff, but you can do inside stuff too.
Okay.
And, so you can mix it up a little bit more with him. So it's going to be hard for these guys to, get into a rhythm and see what they can do. I mean, that obviously when you have three different guys kind of, the offensive line is like, okay, who we got now? Do we got the speedster back here? Do we got the power guy?
Because there is a little bit of a familiarity with who's running back.
Yeah.
Running back. Here's the problem. The teams that run it the best, it goes for like this. 1 through 5 is this. It's Cleveland, Chicago, Detroit, the Giants, and Atlanta.
All three of those quarterbacks
none of those,
at the bottom.
None of those teams, none of those teams scare anybody. And they're running the most of anybody per game.
Because they have
You know, I get what we're saying about this game because it might be a monsoon and they may not have any choice. You can't throw it at all. I get that, but it's a throwing league.
Yeah.
The problem is this. Everybody wants it. Everybody wants whenever we want to run it, we want to get 7 yards a run. And that way, you know, they have to, come in and bear up to stop and we're at 2nd and 3 at worst or 1st and 10.
Yeah.
But it's kind of unrealistic in today's NFL, because stopping the run is about gaps, and these guys are so disciplined and they're so well coached at every team. Run defense is better now than it's ever been, not just because of the fact that teams throw it a lot, but also because of the discipline these guys have in the, you know, you just get smart guys up there and they just, they get in the gap and there's no place
to
run.
You got the run pass option now. So they got to be aware of that now. I mean, nobody did a run pass option when we were playing.
That's right.
It wasn't even thought of, right?
Right.
You know, and we especially wasn't doing it here with Jim. So, my bad, Jim.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to laugh.
Oh, sorry. Was that a laugh?
I almost had a spit take over there.
Yeah. But, yeah, it's totally different. You know, these guys here, they know that most of the time throughout the National Football League, it's going to be a pass.
What do we think about the fact that the backs, I think they caught 15 passes last week against the Dolphins. What can that do for the Bills offense just by having that on tape for future opponents? What does that do?
I think it does wonders. I think all three of those guys can do it. Cook had a draw. You know, haven't seen a screen yet. Have we seen a screen yet?
I think they scrapped screens last week because it was so dang hot. They didn't want the linemen doing any extra running. Mm. I honestly think that was part of the reason why.
I mean, they're only going to run about.
They were also
five
on.
Ten,
let's not forget. By
yards.
The end of the game, they were also on linemen 7, 8, and 9 on the roster.
Yeah.
So they were trying to keep it simple.
Yeah, they were trying to
seven,
keep it
eight,
simple.
And 9, and number 9 had an ACL.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, they were
at the end of the rope.
Yes. So I there was a lot of extenuating circumstances about that game last week, and it's still a tight game.
Yeah.
And what do you make about that? That the Bills lose these tight games. They always lose by a single possession.
And they haven't
they
won
by double digits.
A one score game since
who keeps up with that stuff?
Well,
I mean,
I think it's a made up stat.
It's Bills Patriots 2020, Week 8. They won 24-21 on the Justin Zimmer punch out fumble at the end of the game on Cam Newton.
Yeah, right? I get
that's their last one score game that they won. They've lost the last 7 after that.
Yeah, but they've won a ton of games.
I don't think that's
an
indication of your team.
Yeah,
right?
I don't think you can. I really struggle with. So you're saying it would have been even better if their last 7 digits, 4 of them would have been by 10 or 14 points. That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
This would be a non-thing.
I think the
The better stat would be how many of all of their losses have been by single digits and how many have been by double digits.
Yeah.
That's the better stat.
Because
you're not going to go.
I think the only one by double digits in the last year plus is the Indy game.
The only loss by double digits.
Or loss, sorry.
Loss.
That's right.
That's it.
That is it. Nobody's got more, you know, games like that than Buffalo.
Right.
I mean, a higher percentage than that in Buffalo.
But the
just
easy
win the game.
Yeah, the easy perception is people are like, oh, they can't win the close ones. I mean, they couldn't even do it against Jacksonville last year, 9-6, and blah blah blah. You know, the narrative that comes out of that.
But what is everybody else's record?
Well,
they
don't take the time.
Yeah, they don't take the time. You know, because we've probably been in that situation the most in the last 1 or 2 years. I don't know.
I'm with you. How many other losses have been by single possessions, and how many have been by more than that?
Yeah.
You know, by 9 or more points.
Look that stat up.
That's the what you know because it's an incomplete stat, and at least it's just
Thurman's giving us homework.
You
over
had
here.
Phil Yates
driving
here.
Me.
Yeah, have
get
him look
that.
It up.
Drive
right, exactly.
Use that ESPN stats and info there and find the answer.
Yeah, and I think there's probably a reason why they didn't go a step further in those statistics. Probably started to and got, actually, it's very good.
One other thing, Thurman, the Bills have been very good on third down. They lead the league here through the first 3 weeks, about 61% conversion, thanks in large part to week one when they were 9-10.
Right.
But still in all, it looks like Ken Dorsey's approach through the first 3 weeks is to get to third and very, very manageable. Brian Daboll would take more shots down the field early in games. Sometimes he'd come upon a 3rd and 8 or a 3rd and 9.
Right.
It looks like the way Dorsey has been calling the games, at least through the first 3 weeks, is take the short stuff to get a little bit here, a little bit there, so you have 3rd and 2s and 3rd and 3s. I think there's pluses to that, and I think there's minuses to that. But just what do you think of the approach overall?
First-year offensive coordinator, okay, let's go the safe route.
Yeah.
Let's do a lot of the check downs and do a lot of the things like that. And I think as the season goes along, I think you'll see more of Dawson Knox. I think you'll see more Gabe Davis when he gets healthier. You know, I think you'll see that more down the field. But right now it's like, you know what, I'm a first-year offensive coordinator, I want second and four. Yeah. I want second and three. And mm-hmm. that's why you've seen the check downs or whatever. But I think eventually once he gets into the flow and, hey, look, maybe some of those check downs are not there, forces you to throw the ball down deep. So I think it'll come. But I just think he's in a – this is his first year doing this. And he has to try to find, like, a way for him to explore everything in an entire game, which I think he can. I think with some of the check downs and being in that situation where you're second and three or second and four, you know, those are times to where you can take a shot down the field. I don't think we've seen that yet.
Yeah.
And so those could be coming, but it probably won't come this game because it's going to be raining. But still, you might have to take a shot.
Yeah, some of that is just – to get into their mind about your willingness to do it, and maybe you're, you know, they put it on the plate for them to think about in all these other routes that you're doing.
There's a rhythm element to that too, though, right? Like if you keep hitting that short stuff, you're staying on the field, you're moving the sticks. I mean, I know it's like, hey, we're gonna take a
shot here. These days, do we have one dialed up anytime soon?
I got a $43 million arm.
With a guy like Josh, I would say there are probably certain plays in the menu where and Dorsey would probably remind him and say, listen, when we call this, if you see this, go. You know, he'll give him those. They'll be on the plate.
If you see it, take it. Yeah.
If you see it, take it, or make the adjustment and then take it. You know, and maybe some of those things are coming a little bit less than often than they thought because. Because teams are looking at Josh going, we're keeping a lid
Diggs
on this.
Diggs is leading the league in receiving yards.
Right, and receptions.
Yeah.
Josh
and reception,
is leading,
you know?
Josh is leading
so,
yards, yeah.
They're moving the ball down
yes.
the
oh,
field.
No, I mean, Josh threw for 400 yards.
It's just like we just can't, like,
he also threw it 63 times.
I know. That's that worries me, but I'm not going to say.
Yeah.
That was a
so
that
what about,
game was
so
different. It was just different.
It was just different.
So let's think about this, though, with respect to what has looked like, for lack of a better term, a lot of short passing, dink dunk stuff. There's an opinion out there that by running more plays, you're giving more film to opposing defensive coordinators to study and dissect. Do you think that gives them more to work with to come up with answers, or does that not matter because Josh Allen's
we
a unicorn?
We had 10 plays when we ran in the 90s. It don't matter.
Yeah.
I don't think that gives a defense an edge or how many plays you run.
Like there's more to chew on for a DC that's got to face you the next
you
week. Does that make a difference?
I don't think it makes a difference because you don't know when that play is going to come.
Right.
I mean, is it play number 88 that they ran or is it play number 23 mm-hmm. that they ran? I mean, if you want to sit down and dissect all of that stuff, yeah, I think you're wasting your time.
Yeah.
I think you're – when you're a defensive coordinator, you're thinking people rather than what you are thinking concepts. No question.
Right.
When they're down a distance, they like this, they like that. But
matchups.
You're thinking, okay, if this guy's over here and this guy's over here, this is how we want to play. But if they're on the same side, you know, it's more of that.
Okay.
Because you know, offensive coordinators are in there all the time thinking, you know, we should try this. You know, and drawing different lines and using this concept and mixing this concept. So it looks completely different to the defense anyway. So it's I can't get into the mind of defensive coordinator looking at, but they're thinking people, not plays.
Mm-hmm. All right. Do you have a feel for this one, Thurman? Before we let you go,
I don't.
Okay. All right. That's okay. You don't have to.
The weather obviously is the biggest factor.
Yeah, and we don't know yet how bad it's going to be.
We don't know.
And it's a grass field.
How about this? Sunny, 68 degrees. Now tell me.
The Bills scoring over 30.
I think both teams score over 30.
Yeah, do you really?
Yeah. Mm.
Ooh, wow. I don't think so. I don't think so. You must be counting some special teams touchdowns in there.
Defensive touchdowns.
Yeah.
Listen, Baltimore is hanging points on people.
Okay.
They are.
I mean, but
they lead the league in scoring.
Okay. But have they played a defense like ours? Yeah.
I just hope our defense is healthy.
I know, even with the injuries. I'm telling you something. What them two rookies went through last week, they're not going to – well, I mean, I keep bringing the rain. It's not going to be that way this week. They're mostly going to be focusing on, all right, more than anything, if that ball is not – if that ball is wet, I'm trying to tackle people.
Yeah.
I'm trying to tackle people. Yeah, I'm coming up from the secondary, the corners. Everybody had to be a part of this.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Thurm, I'm glad you made it in. Glad your travels happened well and you traveled safely. That's good. Yep. Great to see you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Any friends or family in Florida?
Friends.
Yeah. Everybody all right down there?
Yeah, everybody's good. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah,
all right.
Good.
Excellent. Enjoy the game on Sunday, Thurm. We'll catch up with you next week.
All right, brother. Thank you.
That's Bills Hall of Famer Thurman Thomas joining us here on One Bills Live. We're back with more in a second. Stay tuned.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.